It's a pleasure to have Mark Steiner with us. He's going to share some original songs, maybe a cover. We'll find out together, but we'll take a listen to his first song. He's in Monroeville as he performs this morning. Here is singer-songwriter Mark Steiner.
How you doing, Larry?
Good. You sound great. Good to have you with us.
All righty. I'm going to do a song called Big Hoss for you. I might have to shut down my earbuds here.
Oh, that's fine.
What you're talking about.
Yeah.
But I'll turn my headphones right back on as soon as I'm done. So this is Big Hoss.
He's 10 feet around, 8 feet off the ground. Two tiny brown eyes, but 5 men's worth in size. He don't fit through a door, he eats old apple cores. And to scare little kids, he flips up his eyelids. He ain't tough, he ain't mean, though at times he's obscene. He saved all of us once from our ill-advised stunts. You won't believe he can dance, you won't give him a chance. And he's the tops, and that's why we call him Big Hoss. 40 ounce like a can, 16 hungry mans, and 3 gallons of Turner's, and 2-for-1 Walmart pants. He ain't been in a fight, but he'll sure set things right. And he's been known to tear up if you knock down his cup. He ain't tough, he ain't mean, though at times he's obscene. He saved all of us once from our ill-advised stunts. You won't believe he can dance, you won't give him a chance. And he's the tops, and that's why we call him Big Hoss. He ain't tough, he ain't mean, though at times he's obscene. He saved all of us once from our ill-advised stunts. You won't believe he can dance, you won't give him a chance. And he's the hoss, and that's why we call him Big Tops. I mean Tops, that's why we call him Big Hoss.
There you go, that's Big Hoss.
Mark Steiner, you've got a great voice, and I'd like to learn a little bit more about you. I know you're in Monroeville now. Can you tell me where you grew up and just a little bit about your life?
Sure. So I'm from down in Smithton. So that's, if you know where New Stanton is, it's out 70, basically.
Sure.
Pretty close to Fayette County, between Westmoreland and Fayette.
Now, a lot of people know Smithton for two things, right? Shirley Jones is from there, right? The
right
star. And then is that where Stoney's is, right? The brewing company?
It was there, yeah.
Okay.
The brewery, the brewery building is still there, but.
Okay, because Smithton, people associate the town that way at least. So you were born and raised there?
Correct. Yeah. Well. Outside of there, I'm from the outskirts of Smithton.
Mm-hmm. And what brought you to the Pittsburgh area?
So I went to school out at Penn State, and I came back and got a job, and sort of you end up moving out towards the city. You know, that's what kids do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. What was your what did you study at Penn State?
So I got into electrical engineering.
No wonder you were able to get this all working really well.
Yeah.
You know, you've got kind of a small town childhood, I would think, right? And then you end mm-hmm. up at a school huge like Penn State. I can't imagine what that transition was like. What was it like?
Yeah, so actually that's part of what led me to get into music a little bit as just something to express it. Because you don't really, if you're the kind of person in a small town that's, you know, ready and able to go ahead and move on and go to college, all these kind of things, sometimes you don't really feel like you fit in the small town. And then when you move to the bigger city and you know all these little small town things, you don't really fit in there either. And actually a little bit with this Big Hoss song, it was kind of playing on that, kind of describing like a you know, somebody that's dingy, somebody that's a hillbilly, but he's a good guy and, you know, people just have to give him a chance. And in my experience, both in the small towns and the cities, when they give you a chance, they find out most people are pretty good people. But, you know, that's sort of something that I try to write into a lot of my songs.
Yeah, and I think you can't generalize about people based on where they're from or where they're living. I know when it came time for me to figure out where to go to college, I just couldn't imagine myself being on a huge, you know, campus with 30,000 plus people. I ended up at Carnegie Mellon, which at the time was, you know, maybe 5,000 undergraduates, but that had to be a big transition. When did you start writing songs?
So I've been playing for a long time, but I only really started writing maybe like a year ago. But you could say that I had learned a lot of the music theory and stuff, and it kind of was like a matter of time until I really sat down and tried to write something instead of, you know, learning how these other songs been written and stuff like that. Technically, it's like the engineer approach. I learned how everybody else ever did it, and then I just did my own version of that, and it was just like click, boom. I mean, there's a lot of bad ones I have, don't get me wrong, but, you know.
I'm smiling because I'm an engineer by training, and I don't know about you, but I'm surprised how many people recognize often that you approach things like an engineer. I guess in many ways, the education teaches you to think in a certain way that can be very different than the way other people think. Yet it seems so natural.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine not doing it that way.
Yeah.
Like every time I've like listened to, you know, some of my favorite artists or something, and I want to naturally grit out everything and break down every little tiny thing. And it's hard to stop yourself from doing that.
It really is. I don't think those experiences ever stop. I had one this week where somebody was explaining to me how they did something, and I kept asking detailed questions. And then I finally stopped and I said, none of this stuff really matters. I'm sorry. I just was curious. I'll stop. Mark Steiner is who you're hearing right now. I made sure we have a link to his Facebook page, both from slbradio.org/radio, but our Facebook page has a link there so you can get a chance to check out his music. We'll hear another song, then we'll talk a little bit more about recordings and some of the other things that Mark's been up to. What would you like to play next?
I'm going to do one off of, I have a new EP that I released for the COVID quarantine kind of stuff called On the Couch Again. And this song is called DJs from Georgia to Maine off of that.
Excellent. Here again is Mark Steiner.
'95, headed north. In my rear view, the memory of bliss. And I think of the smiles, and I blur out the miles, and I pray my transmission still shifts. And to my left is the road, the better way that I know. And honey, I'll be on that side quite soon. Yeah, I'm singing your song, rolling along. Got me a hug, you know I'm still thinking of. I keep turning that rubber for love.
all the days and the months, the moon and the sun, and the truck stops and signs I have passed. I don't pay him no mind, just burn off this time, 'cause I'm making these memories last. And before you know, if there was 10 feet of snow, I wouldn't care if we all got the flu. I'd just pump some more gas, watch some more grass, 'cause if that's all it takes, then I'm staying up late, my foot off the brake, and I'm turning this world round for you. I know the DJs from Georgia to Maine. It's the little things that are keeping me sane. And I know the waitresses' dads and the new class of grads in every district lying off these two lanes. I'm out here quite a lot, alone with my thoughts, trying to make it feel like a home. And if we need us town, I know most ones around, the best deals on a house, best food in the South, when this crazy life settles us down. 'Cause all the days and the months, the moon and the sun, and the truck stops and signs I have passed. I don't pay him no mind, I just burn off this time, making your memory last. And then before you know, if there was 10 feet of snow, I wouldn't care if we all got the flu. I'd just pump some more gas and watch some more grass, 'cause if that's all it takes, then I'm staying up late, my foot off the brake, and I'm turning this world round for you.
There you go. That's DJs from Georgia to Maine.
That's Mark Steiner live from Monroeville here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I noticed on your website or on your Facebook page, and this is probably older, I'm trying to find it here. There's an image associated with Can Do Man that's sort of a guy cutting a plant with a saw. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's the Can Do Man single cover.
Yeah, the art's really nice. Who did that?
This is a girl, Emily Taylor. Yeah. She's just graduated over here at Norwin. She's one of the class that, you know, doesn't have their graduation. And she does art, you know, she sells artwork, and she's trying to kind of do that right out of school here to make a business out of it. And she's done all my album work or album artwork so far. So, yeah.
That really captivated me as I was scrolling through the page. If you go to Mark's Facebook page, it's Mark Steiner PGH Music on Facebook, or we've linked to it too. You'll see what I mean. It's just this kind of whimsical depiction. I guess that's yeah, that would be you. Now that I see a picture of you with a saw cutting into that.
She's sort of like, for the guy, I said it doesn't have to be me. It could be, you know, sort of a generic guy, but I think it definitely my inspiration for kind of stuff like that, or even the new artwork, is to kind of make it bizarre and add in all the different factors and stuff and do something different. Like, whenever I was a kid, I liked Shel Silverstein a lot. And yeah. I really liked how, like, everything could be interpreted in a billion different ways because it was so random, but also not. You know what I mean?
I think that's that shows in that picture, and it's probably one of the reasons it appealed to me. I also saw, and this was an older gig, which might be the reason why, but there's this great picture with a pool table on your Facebook page. It looks like it's from a gig in West Newton. But that picture's great.
Yeah, that was actually at the Sharpsburg VFW.
Oh, okay. Okay.
My uncle, he's on the board up there. But they've been trying to get in live acts, and they have the bar area, then they have a side area that's a big, you know, huge kind of party area or something like that. You know, bingo hall, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, now that I expand the picture, that's a nice-looking place, actually.
Oh, it's beautiful inside.
Yeah, there's so many buildings like that in the area that are great venues and great to keep the bones of those buildings alive, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Steiner is here. You mentioned a new EP with your coronavirus-inspired song. For you, it's probably been a crazy life. You're not getting out to play much, I would imagine. And if you're working a day job, I assume you're mostly at home, not getting out and about. Is that pretty much right?
Yeah. Especially I follow a lot of musicians, and so I don't feel quite so alone, especially like ones that are career musicians that are sort of in that budding stage.
Mm-hmm.
So right now it's like really scary.
Yeah.
But for me, you know, it was kind of a mental release or something, like almost the same. I mean, it's the same thing as going to the gym. I mean, if I go to the gym, I feel better afterwards. If I go play at a open mic where I know a bunch of people or something like that, that feels really good afterwards. And missing out on that, like, I think especially in some of the songs that I put on this EP, it's almost like bringing back old emotions and stuff that I had before I started to really get into music and stuff like that. And now I can kind of almost talk about them or write them out now without feeling so afraid of them, because it's like in the back of my mind, I'm like, we're going to be back to normal eventually. And so I grappled with them here and sort of wrote them into this.
Well, that's a positive approach too. How can people find On the Couch Again? I guess it's available just about everywhere, right? I'm looking at the
Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, the works.
Excellent. If you're just joining us, this is Mark Steiner. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Community Radio up from Pittsburgh. Thank you for being with us today. And Mark's going to do at least three more or so. What would you like to play next?
Well, you brought up Can Do Man, so I'll do that one. That's the second single that I came out with, and that was, I think, October last year. And it's a very busy song if you listen to the stream of it, versus this version will probably sound better than the version on Spotify, maybe. But it's very, very busy, and that was what led me to get my new stuff professionally done. But it's an important stepping stone.
You bet. Once again, here's Mark Steiner.
Never been on time, I wouldn't make a good train, and I'd have a stronger spine if I had a bigger brain. If I were a cup, be a hole in the bottom, and if I never gave up, well then I'd just get forgotten. And there ain't too much that I've ever touched, turned out pretty like you, but it ain't a big deal, and I know how you feel. I don't need an ounce of no one's pity, 'cause I can make you smile, and
and I can make you laugh. I couldn't get you the whole moon, but if you asked, I'd get you half. And I can sing your song to you, even if I'm out of tune. I've had a hard time, at least a time or two, but I'm a can-do man with you. I wouldn't make a good bird, never wake up for a worm. And if I brought you a bouquet, it wouldn't be nothing but ferns. Most folks around don't think it's cute, but fate knew we would be a hoot. When all is done and said, you'd still turn my face all red. And I can make you smile, and I can make you laugh. Couldn't get you the whole moon, but if you asked, I'd get you half. And I can sing your song to you, even though I'm out of tune. I've had a hard time, at least a time or two, but I'm a can-do man with you.
There you go, that's Can-Do Man.
It's Mark Steiner. I like that song a lot. It's got some whimsical lines in it. The imagery of the bouquet with ferns and also grabbing half the moon, I really liked. And had me thinking, that's just a good depiction of the character singing the song. And I hope before the pandemic, were you gigging a lot, getting out, playing much?
Yeah. So right before the pandemic started, probably the worst timing that is possibly conceivable, I joined a band as the singer. It's called the Dime Store Preachers. And we're still, I'm pretty sure we're still going to continue this after the pandemic stuff. But we got one gig in the weekend before, you know, the NBA canceled and all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we practiced for about a month and, you know, one gig and then boom. But I've been playing out. I probably had 10 or 15 gigs over the last year. You know, I play out with another group called the String Theory from Greensburg. I'll maybe jump in on, if they're having a set, I might jump in with them every now and then. Play a lot of Spiels out in, what is it, Delmont?
Yeah, I think it is.
It's Spiel's Tavern.
Yeah. Do you play other instruments or primarily guitar?
So I mostly play the guitar. With the Dime Store Preachers, I am playing a fiddle on a couple of songs, but it's mostly, you know, intro stuff. I took a lot of fiddle lessons, but that's a hard instrument.
Yeah, I haven't tried to play it, but I mean, it's physically hard too, in addition to just mastering the art of playing. It's a little bit different.
Yeah, you really have to change the way you think about how you play.
Yeah. I'm glad you're able to be here today. You sound great, by the way. I know it might be difficult how we are. If you're tuning in, Mark's not in the studio with us. He's about 15 miles away and the beautiful eastern suburb of Monroeville, where I spent a lot of my childhood. Do you know, when I was growing up, between the Miracle Mile, you probably know where that is, and Rodi Road, there was Sears. That was it. And it was before the mall. The mall started cropping up when I was maybe 10 or 11 years old, and it's just amazing. Route 22 is a metropolis all itself. I'm imagining that was a good halfway point for you, right? If you still have family further east, is that how you ended up there?
Well, so the first place I lived out of college after my parents was Castle Shannon. And I actually really loved it over there. But then I was working down in Youngwood, which didn't make any sense to anybody. But basically, to me, it was I was 20 minutes from the city, whereas Youngwood is maybe about an hour from the city. So it kind of got me up there. The rent was decent, and, you know, I was close to South Hills Village. Then my company sort of split, and then now we're working in Monroeville, and the drive through the Liberty Tunnel or, you know, the Fort Pitt Tunnel every single day and the Squirrel Hill Tunnel every single day drove me insane, and I was like, I have to move out there. And then now I'm sort of planning on maybe moving again closer into town. As I'm getting a little bit more comfortable with, you know, working out here and everything.
Yeah, and there's so many choices. I like Monroeville. I have a couple friends who live there now. But, boy, I can remember, you know, Ricky and I used to work at the same company. We both moved to where we live now, Avalon, because we worked on Neville Island. Our division was transferred to Neville Island. And right after we moved and closed on the house, it moved again to Monroeville, in fact. So we suddenly, now that I forgot about that. So we had that same commute every day, which was difficult, little hard to deal with the tunnels sometimes.
Yeah, actually, the funny thing about that drive, going up the parkway every single day, so if you're coming from Castle Shannon to Monroeville, it's a lot of traffic up to the Fort Pitt Tunnel. And then once you come through the city and then you go through the Squirrel Hill Tunnel, and then after you get past Swissville, it opens up and you can really go fast. And I used to have like a sort of way to keep myself sane every day was that I would have like a new song that I was working on. And this was before I really got into music that much. I mean, I was getting into it, but I wasn't playing out. I didn't, you know, write anything yet. And I was trying to hit these high notes and stuff. So it's out there. There's nobody out there. It's the morning right before work, and it's like a great way to wake yourself up. I'm like out here trying to sing the highest note that I can. and a pretty good chance that long drive is what sort of one of the things that led me into music, you know, or playing.
Yeah, you become a better at breath control if you try to, you know, not breathe when you're through the length of the tunnel. See if you can hold your breath for the whole length.
That you too,
can
do
all sorts of exercises as you go through there. Mark Steiner is here. I'm really happy that he's able to join us today. And we should have time, I think, for two more. What would you like to do next?
Okay, I got another one here. I'll probably play two more off of that new EP because I think the consensus I've heard from people is that they're significantly better than my previous stuff. So this one here is called I Got a Girl That Loves Me, and it seems to be probably the most popular one as of right now on the EP.
Okay, here again, Mark Steiner.
I got a girl that loves me. Boy, I wish I loved her back. I got a girl that loves me. The ones that bore me I attract. And all the gorgeous ones that love to take downtown, they just keep chasing all the other guys around. But I got a girl that loves me, and they call me a lucky man. Now I swear I ain't some kind of jerk, but this whole entire thing don't work. She ain't blonde or thin or my best friend, and I can't get in a single word. She done scared off all my buddies, and I gotta meet them when I take out the trash. But I got a girl that loves me, Won't somebody else hold her fast? And if she finds out, she finds out she probably burned my car and steal my house. But I just love to chase the whiskey girls with their hair done up and the great big giant. I got a girl that loves me. They say I got nothing to fear. I got a girl that loves me, and I'd love to get right out of here. And I should break it to her softly, take her out for pie and coffee, and let her know what's stewing on my mind. But that would mean that I wasted my time. And I'd love to wake up in the morning, supermodels be making my eggs. But I got a girl that loves me. To change the channel, I gotta beg. I got a girl who loves me. Don't wanna stand up for myself. I got a girl that loves me. The bar girlies ain't no good for your health. I got a girl who loves me.
Yeah, that's I Got a Girl That Loves Me.
Mark Steiner, that's a great song. That song just sounds like it's been around longer than it's been. Sounds like an old chestnut, and it fits you very well as you sing it. Your songs almost seem exclusively first person, you know, relating experiences. I'm gathering... they're not always. Is there some fiction in there, or was that inspired by a girl who loves you?
So right now I'm single, but I think that this song is probably an explanation for that. It's like a self-examination, and it's just a very like I guess I would say I always thought. It's easy to relate to something when you can imagine yourself in the shoes of somebody that's feeling something. And this is a kind of a complicated situation for a lot of I don't think it's just guys. I think it's anybody to be in a relationship and all they're thinking about is how all of these other amazing things out there, and they're almost feel like they're chained into this thing. And then
yeah.
Me being on the other side of that now and being on both sides of it and looking at it and just being like, I could make a joke song out of what you feel like when you're, you know, feel like you're chained up in a relationship or something like that. And yeah, it kind of just sort of came out.
Yeah, and it's fine. I don't ordinarily ask a question that direct about the origin of a song or about the how personal that song is, but it just comes across so well. I was thinking the other day, you know, FOMO, you know, fear of missing out, that acronym, mm-hmm. is the pandemic has kind of squelched FOMO because there's not a whole lot of stuff to miss out on right now competing for our time. And I, in a way, that's made people a little bit more relaxed. You don't have to make as many decisions or be wondering constantly, but... it's been an interesting adaptation for folks. It's really good to have you with us. Is your Facebook page the best way for people to learn more about you?
So my Facebook page is probably like the most professional thing that I have, but my Instagram account, it's Mark R. Steiner. That's probably my most active form of social media for my music stuff. Sort of the way that I did this, it's almost like my personal character became also a musician, so I didn't really split the two off too well as of yet. It hasn't caused me any issues yet, so but basically my that Instagram account right now is probably the best way to find out what's really going on today kind of thing. And the
Excellent.
Facebook account, I keep updated with my, you know, big announcements.
So look at look for Mark R. Steiner. And then on Facebook, it's simply Mark Steiner, PGH Music. We've linked to the Facebook accounts from ours and from slbradio.org/radio in the event you can't make a note of it now. This will be our last chance to talk this morning. Is there anything you wanted to mention that I maybe didn't get a chance to ask you?
I don't think so. You know, maybe I guess we already talked about my my new EP, and that's probably the number one thing right now that I'm you know, begging everybody to listen to.
Yeah.
But
is the song you just did, is that song on there? The song you just performed?
Is
that on the new? Yeah,
that one and DJs from Georgia to Maine are both on there.
Excellent. It's a good song, and I'm just looking at it here. I would encourage you to explore Mark's Facebook page and the links to his SoundCloud site, and just getting to know his music a little bit more. You've got a great style that's all your own. What do you want to?
Yeah, you brought up the SoundCloud. Page there.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I've actually been doing since probably March of last year. And it's there's a lot of stuff on there. So if somebody really wants to do some deep digging, there's, you know, a lot of covers, but there's also some older originals that I never put on anything, and might be about 15 or 20 of them. I'm not going to promise they're all good, but if anybody's interested, some of them are, you know, I put a lot of work into them, but that's basically the way that I'm getting them out there for the moment. You know,
you can go there just for the iron furnace bound doodle on there's a
that's,
lot of
that's from yours truly.
Yeah, there's a lot of music here to. I'm looking at the titles of some of these. They make me want to listen to them. You're pretty prolific. You got a lot of songs here that you have going. Well, thank you for being with us. And what would you like to close out with?
So I was going to play one of my originals, but then I just decided I did record this one and put it on the new EP for Kenny Rogers, who passed away, unfortunately, from COVID-19 complications. So I put The Gambler on there, you know, in memory of him. And so I'll play that one for you. Does that work?
You bet. And thank you so much. I hope next time it'll be in the studio, we'll be able to see each other. And thank you for setting up so well in your home. You sound great. And thanks, Mark. So once again, here's Mark Steiner on the Saturday Light Brigade.
All righty.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with the gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. Boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what their cards were by the way they held their eyes. You don't mind me saying, see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette, and he asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You gotta know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep, cause every hand's a winner, Every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, he faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You gotta know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You gotta know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Mark Steiner, thank you so much for being with us today. You sounded great.